So let's look at the goal of undue attention first. And if you have your dial of discipline in front of you, you can turn the wheel to the box where it says, I feel, and look for annoyed, irritated, wanting to remind or coaxed. So in situations where your child's misbehaving in a way that's irritating or annoying, so you'll be in situations where they're just bugging you when you're talking to somebody, or they were fine a minute ago and now the phone rings and they're going ballistic, that you ask them to do something and they're being cute and silly and distracting. All of those are ways that your child misbehaves when they're in the goal of undue attention. So if you take a deep breath when they're misbehaving and you feel annoyed and frustrated, then and irritated, then you know your child's mistaken goal is attention. And I like to call this undue attention, because all kids have a legitimate need for attention. But this is the attention that is not okay, that's inappropriate. So that's what you're looking for, is that they're misbehaving and you're feeling annoyed and irritated. And your child's mistaken belief is, I'm only noticed if I keep you busy with me. Another way to put this is, I only feel loved and I only feel special, which is getting those basic needs met, if I keep you in my face. So if you're interacting with me, then I feel loved, then I feel special. So there's four basic steps to correcting this behavior. And the first step is to not look at them, no eye contact. The second step is no words, don't talk to them. So what is no eye contact and no words? Usually that's ignoring them. And what happens when you ignore this child? Well, most parents will say that it gets more out of control, they get more intense. And it is so true. And pediatricians are notorious for telling stressed out parents of toddlers, just ignore it and it'll go away. And the parents go home, they try to ignore this child's irritating behavior, and the behavior doesn't go away, it gets worse, and the parents feel terrible because they're listening to the pediatrician's advice and it's not working. And the reason it's not working is because pediatricians don't know step three and step four. So step three is to non-verbally show your child love. So what would that look like? Well, you could stick out your arm and rub their back, you could stroke their hair, you could rub one of their shoulders, whatever is a calm, loving touch to your child. And step four is to act immediately, to do the other three steps right when your child starts bugging you. If this one escalates out of control, you may not be able to correct it or redirect it. So it's important that you pick up on it very quickly when your child goes into the goal of undue attention. So when you get in a situation, let's say that you're talking to your spouse or a friend of yours, and your child comes up and says, Mom, 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 you're not going to look at them, you're not going to touch them, and you're going to stick out your arm and you're going to rub their back right away. So that's the four steps. And on your dial of discipline, it says, touch your child without words as soon as the child interrupts. And that's your cue to remember these four steps that I'm teaching you right now. So don't look at them, don't talk to them, stick out your arm and rub their back. Now, what this might look like when you're on the phone, let's say the phone rings and your kids are going ballistic in the background. Usually, you'll be sticking your hand up in a very frantic way to try to get them to be quiet while you're on the phone. And this motion actually antagonizes your kids even further and gets them even more interested in interrupting you and bugging you. So what you want to do is, you don't want to look in the direction where your kids are. So you want to be on the phone and turn your body away from the direction that the children are or the child is. You want to actually beckon your child over with your hand motion. So make a hand motion that calls them to you. So waving your hand in a way that says, come here, without looking at them. So don't look in their direction, just motion them to come over. When they come over to you, turn them away, so don't make eye contact with them, don't look at them, don't talk to them, and just scoop them up in your lap while you're on the phone and give them a little rub. And what you'll notice when this works is that your child will instantly chill. So they'll just relax into that loving touch. And what these four steps are doing, it's changing your child's mistaken belief that says being noticed equals being served equals being loved. It's going to change their mistaken belief that says, I need to keep you busy with me or I'm not loved. And when we do this consistently, your child learns that I can get love and I don't have to interrupt you. So if you do these four steps every time, your child will learn to approach you quietly because they know they're going to get that loving touch, and that's what's going to stop the misbehavior. So you're going to find you'll be able to retrain them into a new belief that says, I can get love, I can feel loved, and I don't need to interrupt her. I don't need to keep her busy with me. A couple of things about undue attention. One is that I've noticed sometimes if a child is in this goal and I don't catch it right away, it will escalate into the goal of power. So it's really important to catch it when it's still an undue attention, because it's very easy to redirect when it's the goal of undue attention. And if you go into the goal of power, it's a lot more complicated to correct it. Another thing that I've noticed is sometimes I think the child's in the goal of undue attention, but they're really not. And let me give you an example of this. One time when I first started teaching parenting, I was going up the stairs and I was taking my daughter Michelle to bed to read her a story before bedtime. And as we're going by my bedroom door, the phone rings. So I said to Michelle, just a sec. And I ran in and I answered the phone, positive parenting, this is Deborah, because I just started my business. So I was being a really good businesswoman. And as I'm talking to this parent on the phone, my daughter Michelle is going ballistic in the background. She's, you know, screaming and having a fit and saying, come read to me. And I'm desperately trying to redirect for undue attention because she's interrupting me, right? So I'm beckoning her over. I'm trying to rub her back, but she's screaming and she's having a fit. Luckily, the parent on the phone was very patient with me and thought it was funny, actually, that I was having so much trouble. And when I got off the phone with the parent, I took a deep breath and I really wanted to punish her, but I didn't. I just let it go. I went into the room, read her a story, put her to bed. And I went back in my room and I was thinking, now why didn't that work? Why didn't that work when I, you know, didn't look at her, didn't talk to her, rubbed her back, and she kept getting worse? And I realized she wasn't in the goal of undue attention. Even though she was interrupting me and you know, being inappropriate, it was because I broke my agreement to her. I lied to her, essentially. We were on our way to read her a story for bedtime, and I bailed on her. So in a sense, when I reevaluated that in my mind, I realized she was having legitimate outrage at being shortchanged that way. And that's why the corrective measure didn't work, because she wasn't in the goal of undue attention. That was an appropriate response to her parent not responding to her in a loving, in an appropriate way. So again, I like to look at the times that this fails in order to understand these goals more further. Don't think that you're not applying the tools correctly. It's just that sometimes when it doesn't work, there's a very good reason for it. So that's the goal, redirecting the goal of undue attention. Remember to use the four steps. Don't look at them. Don't talk to them. Stick out arm, rub back, and you'll see you'll get a lot more response from them in terms of they'll stop interrupting you, they'll chill, and they'll learn to be off on their own way. Now, on the dial of discipline, it also says take time for training. What I mean here is that what you want to do is in moments where let's say you're on the phone and you don't want to correct for undue attention or you didn't notice, you also want to do something we call setting a temporary limit, which is going to train them. And so you can say something like, what you have to say or what you have to show me is really important to me, and I want to be listening at 100%. And then you say, and I'll be with you in 10 minutes when I'm finished. And then you be with your child in 10 minutes or less, not 10 minutes and 2 seconds. Why? Because you need to build trust and credibility. So you make sure that whatever time you give them, you're in that time or less. And the other way that you can train them is when you notice situations that you get in where your child does this a lot, like let's say you're at school and you're talking to other parents and that's where your child tends to interrupt you, you can talk to your child ahead of time and train them and say, honey, when you get into situations where you really want to talk to me or you need to say something to me and I'm talking to one of your friend's parents or I'm talking to one of the parents or one of the teachers, what you can do is you can come up and you can take my hand, or you can come up and you can put your little hands on my leg or on my skirt. So you come up with a way to train them that they can get the love and attention from you, as in physically feeling loved, but they don't have to verbally interrupt you. And those are going to be the ways that you're going to redirect the goal of undue attention.